Pleased to be joined on the live right now by Zachary Schatz. He is from Sucker Creek, plays with the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League. I guess first question we got for you here, Zachary, is just a few weeks into this season. How's kind of the start of the season gone for you and your team there?
I think really well so far. I think we're really gelling as a team here. I think we got a good family going. We're 7-3 right now, so can't really complain about that.
And you've been in the Western Hockey League for about a couple of years now, I want to say. What's it like kind of sort of playing in the league regularly?
It's a really good league. I think it's awesome to be here. My first year, I was out for, I think, 2 or 3 months with a broken collarbone. So that was kind of tough to deal with, but hopefully this will be my first full year, hopefully without an injury.
Yeah, fingers crossed for that. Now, I know you originally drafted by the Prince George Cougars. You got traded to the Pats last season. What was that like, having to kind of adjust to a new team there?
I was really young. I kind of wasn't expecting it, didn't know what to expect. But ever since coming here, it's just a top-notch organization, and they've been so welcoming ever since I got here, and no place I'd rather be.
And, of course, being in Regina last season, of course, one of the big stories in the WHL last year was the exploits of a little guy named Connor Bedard, who, of course, is doing pretty good for himself right now in the NHL. Now, since you were a teammate of his last year, what is it about Bedard that just makes him just really such a special player?
Everything he does is so special, but what stuck out to me was the off-ice side of things, and I think that rubbed off on me in a really good way. I think just the way he carries himself on and off the ice, all the work he puts in, it's obviously paying off for him, and I think he pushed me to be the best player I could be.
Now, looking at this season, you mentioned earlier you're hoping to stay healthy for one thing, but what are kind of some of the other kind of goals for this season here?
Obviously want to score goals. I think 30 I'd be very happy with, but try not to focus on that too much and just play my game, and those things will come.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, you're originally from the Sucker Creek area. Now, we know sometimes when hockey players grow up, they have like a coach or a family member or something like that, that really sort of did a lot to help their career. Who was that, sort of hockey influence of sorts for you to help you out?
I think my dad. He played at high levels. He played in PA for a year, and he went on with the Tulsa Oilers. I think he really helped with my off-ice as much as on-ice. I think he's such a good role model for me, and I appreciate everything he did.
And we know sometimes hockey players can be kind of creatures of habit when it comes to getting ready for games. They have like a particular routine they like to go through. What about with you? What's your sort of pregame routine like?
For home games, kind of always the same. We go to the rink in the morning, then get home, eat, and then have a pregame nap for about an hour, and then eat again, and then come to the rink. Usually just tape my stick, and then play some sewer ball, stretch, and then get dressed.
And when it comes to the pregame meals, are there any kind of sort of go-tos for you there?
Yeah, ever since I got into the league, it's been chicken and rice with a veggie every single game.
Well, definitely, let's hopefully get things going good for you this year. Zachary Schatz plays with the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League. Thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.